You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Major's here. He, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I was listening to Takeout yesterday, as I do daily, and all of a sudden, the first guest comes on, and it's working blue. I didn't realize the Takeout will now just casually drop the F word in the first answer. Wow.
Yes. That was Arizona Democratic Senator, freshman Senator Ruben Gallego.
Yep.
And, he's been on the show before.
Yep.
And the Takeout prides itself on its accessibility, its informality,
mm-hmm.
its conversational
right.
tone, and its sense of humor. We don't take ourselves too seriously, and we ask that our guests loosen up a bit. And Senator Gallego, though he wasn't in studio, he was in the Russell Rotunda,
yeah.
got real loose real quick.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he made his point. So let's get to, excuse me, the crux of the debate, which has come out of the government shutdown. Simply this, the Republicans over and over and over and over again in unison say, this is all about the Democrats wanting illegal immigrants
right.
to have full access to health care. Is that correct?
No, not strictly speaking. However, and this is where Republicans know on questions of immigration, when you have to talk in nuances of qualification, status, et cetera, all of that gets lost.
Correct.
Yes. On the anvil of illegal or legal. And they will hammer on that anvil relentlessly. Very quickly, here's to summarize. If you are someone seeking asylum status, if you are a refugee, if you have temporary protected status, under the Biden administration, you had access to Medicaid services. If you were given parole for your immigration status, meaning it was unclear whether you were here illegally or legally. There hadn't been a final determination, but you would be given parole, which means you were here at least for a certain period of time awaiting disposition here legally. You could also qualify. Several of those that I just listed were taken away in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So those people are now deemed by the Trump administration and Republican supporters as illegal, though under the previous administration, technically speaking, they were not illegal, okay? So as the Trump administration brands you now illegal, you are forever illegal, even though you were not illegal under the previous administration. But that's how they term you now. And so that status or that branding carries forward into this debate. The question strategically for Democrats is, why did you insert this with all the various nuances, knowing what Republicans were going to do into this conversation? Well, they would argue because that's part of a larger policy difference with Republicans about Medicaid writ large, and they don't like all the changes Republicans made to Medicaid. But this has allowed Republicans to say, not absolutely, but with a patina of credibility.
Excellent work.
That illegals would receive money if Democrats got their way for health care.
So let me ask you this. As a student of history, how often when we have a government shutdown, when the party in the minority in all three places, in the presidency, the House, and the Senate, are they saying you're only going to get our votes on opening the government back up if a huge signature bill that passed the same year, unless that's altered significantly, we're not going to open the government back up? I mean, that's a big ask when the cliche is elections have consequences.
Yep.
And the Republicans mop the floor with you.
Yeah, and Republicans tried this over Obamacare during the Obama presidency. In minority party status, and it never works. Now, there are a couple of things that are different, and this, I'm not arguing on behalf of Democrats, but I know if Tina Smith or Amy Klobuchar were on the phone, this is what they would say.
Yep.
Look, when we are asked by Republicans to trust them about negotiating in good faith, we have ample reason not to trust them. And they would point to two things.
Right.
Well, they would point to many things, but I'll give you two that are preeminent. One. In March, when Charles Schumer cut the deal to keep the government open and avert a shutdown, the Democrats in the House and the Senate had no idea. They had a fear, but they didn't have a practical notion of what the Trump administration would do with already appropriated and signed into law federal spending. This administration said, it doesn't matter if it's law. We're going to claw some of it back, and we're going to claw the back things that we don't like. We're just going to cancel them or try to cancel them, and we'll fight you out in court over that power. That's a pretty aggressive assault on established congressional prerogatives, power of the purse, et cetera. Democrats did not know that, then they feared it. Now they know it. So things that are already in law, appropriated by Congress, signed by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, meaning they're completely legal, this administration says, no, we're canceling that. Democrats are wincing at that and are, I would say, to speak for them, though I don't, they have trust issues over that. The second thing that they didn't know in March that they know now is that the president will order red states to redraw their congressional maps in preparation for next year's midterm elections. Why? To try to keep them in power in the House. It's a pretty bold, aggressive political move, highly politicizing things that didn't typically find themselves politicized after a census and a district redrawing of maps. So they now confront two things that are very hardball politics that they didn't know were coming their way in March. Redistricting and clawing back money already appropriated and legally spent. And they say, look, we're up against something that is formidable on every front. And if we don't do something to push back on that, to get our way into the negotiating room at some level, we're just going to be bulldozed relentlessly. Now, trust me. Republicans feel as if they are driving that bulldozer today and believe they will bulldoze them in this circumstance as well.
Well, and also the idea that when Johnson and others are saying, just pass this and we'll have these long negotiations later. Give me a break. Come on. They're not going to
believe it. Democrats don't believe it.
Well, neither do you or neither do I. Right. I mean, they have the power. They're not going to change the Donald John Trump does not want them to adjust the big, beautiful bill in any way, and because of that, they're not going to adjust it, maybe at the margins, but not in the significant way that
right.
Democrats believe should happen that is
right.
more equitable. Let's get to another point here.
Yeah.
There was a certain president who made it federal law that when an illegal immigrant, undocumented, whichever term you prefer, went to a hospital and needed emergency care, that the hospitals were required to treat said individual. That individual, that president, noted liberal, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So the idea that this is just some lefty agenda on treatment is pure folly. It's the conservative icon who's showing compassion, who tried to bridge sides a little bit on immigration, felt like, hey, even if this person, male or female, did not go through the proper channels, if they're at a hospital, they should be treated. Republicans then will say, guess what? There is a trickle-down effect that goes back to all taxpayers because of this.
Right. And the Trump administration argues that during the Biden administration, this was expanded, this idea. So if you were, like I said, if you were on parole, which means you're on the very edge of legality.
Yeah, right.
Okay? You're on the very, very, you're on the most deferential and accommodating edge of legality. Refugees, asylees, temporary protected status, green card holders, they're much more legit, much closer to the kind of legal status that most Americans would accept and historically have accepted. So the Trump administration would argue Biden expanded this and these definitions by a lot, and as a result created a magnet. Now, this administration lies over and over and over again about how many undocumented immigrants came to this country during the Biden administration. Trump says 24 million. It's nowhere close to that. The most alarmist anti-immigration conservative groups peg that number at 10 million. It's probably closer to 8 million. And not all of those are individuals. Many of those are counted twice because they crossed the border twice. They're here, they're pushed back, they come back. So the number is nowhere close to what the administration says. But the idea that the Biden administration policies may well have been a magnet is probably logically true. How much of a magnet, we don't know. But back to your point about Reagan, Reagan understood that if people who arrive at hospital emergency rooms are not treated, they become a larger public health concern.
Correct.
Because they're not treated.
Yes.
They have to be treated one way or the other. So that is something that most states have dealt with. Now, there's another aspect of this very quickly.
Became a big debate in this state this last year, talking about state dollars, not federal dollars, but state dollars.
Exactly. And that's the other part of this Republican argument, that if there are more generous Medicaid or Medicare allocations, then states have their own funds, because everything is fungible, quote unquote, to allocate money, if they so choose, to those without status, documented status. And maybe Minnesota has, I don't know. I know California has, other states have. That's for states to decide, but no, not for this administration. No, that's a policy we disagree with, and we're going to use every aspect of the federal government to try to discourage it, if not stop it entirely. And that's in part what the shutdown's about.
Let's pause right here. I often tout the takeout I did at the start. I'm going to tell you today, this man's effort on the takeout, I'm questioning it. I'm questioning his commitment. I'm questioning whether he will be paying any attention all. In fact, normally he's going to conduct an interview or two and somebody will be on, you know, a screen. That person will not be on the screen. I'm going to tell you what will be on the screen when we come back in moments with Major here on CCO. Major's about due to come back. It's possible when he comes back, along with, you know, a little dinner, a little golf, a little fun. Maybe, Dave, I'll take him to Stretch Lab. We know the man's made a commitment to get in better shape the last 4 or 5 years. He looks great. You don't have to be a Minnesotan to enjoy Stretch Lab to get a benefit. Bring friends in from who are in from out of town. I'm not saying they're going to fly, Dave. I don't think people are just going to fly in solely for Stretch Lab.
Why not?
They could. They'll benefit from it.
It's you can meet Carla at the mall after you're done.
Exactly. And have a pretzel with them. You know, and then maybe if you're lucky, go to that really exclusive place called Cowboy Jack's. Stretch Lab, dozen plus locations. I mean this seriously. I have a son with significant physical health challenges. in all parts of his body, the more serious ones they can't deal with at Stretch Lab, but with significant scoliosis challenges, double leg surgery, they are great at Stretch Lab. You're also going to be a person who's getting ready to run a marathon. You're fit as can be, and at Stretch Lab, they'll benefit you. You could be somebody like me who sits during work too much and then wonders why that back isn't as flexible when he plays golf. They'll help everybody, no matter the age. Sign up for that first 50-minute session. They'll evaluate you with the technology they have. They'll also talk to you, and you walk away feeling a little taller, a little more pliable, and you'll be signing up for that monthly session, stretchlab.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Major back with us. He is a music lover. So we're going to play a couple pieces of music first. I believe this one is from a recent karaoke session where an individual was trying to do a very poor impression of Huey Lewis. Go ahead, Dave. Hit it.
Let's go, Padre. Let's show them how it's done. Let's go, Padre.
Come on, shake your shoulders, everybody.
Baseball fun.
Okay, that's a terrible. That is
terrible.
Awful. Song.
Awful.
For your club. Okay, now as a contrast, let's play, I think, the best baseball theme song we have in the game. Hit it. Okay, are you willing to acknowledge the Cubs in music dominate your ball club?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
They can have that.
They can have that. Okay, what time will you start recording the takeout this afternoon, Central Time? Okay, I want you to tell me what time you're going to start recording. Because I'm going to tell you, Dave and I both know, the ball game starts at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Minnesota time. Okay, what time will you start? That would be, I'm just wondering if that, is that 5 o'clock in D.C.?
That's 5 o'clock in D.C., so the show will be live. I will do the show as I have done all week, and I will be distracted today as I was distracted yesterday, as I was distracted the day before by each and every game of the wild card series, and that's just the burden that I bear.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Because the start time,
that's a Nobel Peace Prize right there.
The start time is better. The start time is better tonight. 5:08 is first pitch.
Yeah,
which means when I get off the air at 6, I will dash home and get to see at least the back, I hope, 6 innings of the game. I haven't seen any of the games so far.
Yeah, early.
And we're going to win. So that's what matters most. We're going to win today.
And
we're
going
to advance and go to Milwaukee.
Yes. So is it can you tell me one guest you have on today?
Yeah, Peter Welch, a Democrat from Vermont.
Okay. Peter.
And we also have Leland Vittert on from News Nation, formerly of Fox News.
Yeah.
For his new book about
autism.
Growing up with autism.
Yeah. I've thought about reaching out to him too. So he's going to meet Dave. Here's the scenario where Major had asked him a very important question about the shutdown, something that was happening. And he's giving some answer, also in the background, going, yeah, Manny. And Peter's going to be going, Major? What was that? Or else let's give you this in the background, Dave.
That was a strike. I mean, that was a strike.
How do you make that call?
How do you? Come on. What was that, Senator? Wait, you said the deal was resolved. Hold on a second. You know. I did send you a replay of the best pitch I've ever seen in the history of baseball yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, is what Mason Miller, am I forgetting
Mason
this?
Mason Miller, yep.
Yeah. Mason Miller, who the Padres gave up a lot of good prospects for.
We did. One of the best prospects in all of baseball.
Yeah, like third in all of baseball.
Yeah, Leonardo DeVries, yeah.
104.5 miles an hour on, let's go with the baseball cliche, on the black of the black. I mean, like Ted Ballgame could rise
from
cryogenics and say, I got no chance.
No chance.
I got no chance.
And the most amazing thing about Mason Miller is his best pitch is not his fastball.
Yes, that's right.
His best pitch is a slider.
Yeah, and you have control of him for like 4 years, too.
We do. That's why we gave up this amazing prospect. Yeah.
Right. Okay, one other sports item for you, because we don't just talk politics with Major. For somebody to say, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you talking? We cross many topics here. Yesterday was 50 years to the day the Thrilla in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie Frazier, where Ollie's quote is something like, that's the closest I've ever come to dying at the time when he was alive. You are a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I've posed this one before. Major Garrett gets to go back in time, and his memory is wiped clean, and you can attend any sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
Any sporting event.
Yeah.
Which sporting event are you selecting?
Miracle on Ice.
Pretty good.
For me, it's not close.
Yeah. And you're a hockey guy. People should know that. Growing up in San Diego,
strange though it was, yes.
Yeah. You played plenty
played
hockey.
3 years of youth hockey in San Diego, and then 3 years of adult hockey here in the Mid-Atlantic before my kids were born. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely the three I came up with today. One was that. The other one, it's almost unfair because it's Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
Berlin to Adolf Hitler, you know.
Yeah.
Go bleep yourself, you know.
I would say it would be Miracle on Ice. It would be Jack Nicklaus's final Masters. I think that would have been an epic day of golf to witness in person at Augusta.
I love the problem I have with, and again, that is my favorite sporting event of all time, and it's never going to be topped. The tough thing about golf is to capture all of it, you needed to not only see Jack, but you need to see Seve's duck hook on 15.
Right.
You need
right.
to say the four straight birdies by Norman and then flaring it in the crowd, Kite coming so close, Watson on the fringes. That's just the tough thing about golf. Like, for me, that first Ollie Frazier fight, because it was such a cultural event,
Yeah.
And, I mean,
it was.
And Ali.
In Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah. With.
Yeah. That and broadcast in movie theaters all over the country.
All over. And the photographer for Life magazine was Frank Sinatra.
Is that right?
Yes. Frank Sinatra is. We're all excited about Ken Griffey Jr. snapping pictures. I think Frank Sinatra in 1971 just might be just a smidge ahead of Junior, you know. So, all right, even though the song is terrible, I'm totally Team Padres. Let's go.
Thank you. Let's go, Pods.
Let's go, Padres. All right, brother.
Yes.
Talk to you next week. Okay. Major with us here on CCO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what people outside of Cleveland think
of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, Lucy. Not Lucy, Lucy, because Peanuts, 75 years today. I will say this. There is no one in the media I trust more than Major Garrett. Am I now colored by our good friendship? I don't think so, because I felt that way before we've become good friends. But trust in the media is just as low as it gets. So I'd love to hear from you, including phone calls, because the timing worked out well, because either way, I was going to do this after Major. If you are a skeptic, if you are a non-believer in the media, I'll give you some of the polling numbers. What would bring you back to, okay, this is better? Gallup poll, America's confidence in mass media, according to the way they phrased it this time, 28% expressing a great deal or fair amount of trust in newspapers, television, and radio report the full news accurately and fairly. 5 years ago, Dave, it was at 40%. So text me or call. What would cause you to believe in the media more? 7 in 10 U.S. adults now say they have not very much confidence. 36% and 34%. Oh, here we go. It's kind of weird how it's phrased here. Meanwhile, 7 in 10 U.S. adults now say they have not very much confidence. None at all, 34%. How about that? When Gallup began measuring trust in the media in the 70s, 68 and 72% expressed confidence in reporting. Okay. By 97, so a pretty long gap without asking this question, it had already dropped to 53%. Republicans, 21% trust in media in 15, now 8%. Independents, 27%. Democrats, 51% trust in media. So let's talk about it. We have, since the 70s, an endless amount of options, right?
Yes.
Talk radio has exploded. Cable news has emerged. Podcasts have emerged. Substacks, you name it. All sorts of ways for people to consume information, including, in most of those areas, peer domination by conservatives based on their talent and also the belief from many conservatives that the typical mainstream media is run by liberals, either hiding stories or dictating the amount or the play of the coverage. You know, deciding, here are the 10 items. We're going to feature maybe all 10, Dave, but 7 of them, the Republicans feel, who feel this way, well, the liberals are picking those because they're not telling us as much and they're favorable to where they stand politically.
Sure. Getting better placement, getting more resources poured into covering them. Yes.
Yep. Rush Limbaugh played an enormous part in the success. Incredibly talented, right? Incredible.
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt.
Did I listen a fair amount? I really did. The fact that he did this so much on his own and initially turned the Clintons into his foil, and that helped them people wonder, well, what would happen under W? Didn't go away.
He did just fine.
And then guess what? When the Obamas came along, did just fine. And then, oh, no, here's Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump thought so highly of him, basically because of how Rush praised him and supported him early, he gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now, was Rush willing to say some incredibly offensive things, in my opinion? Yeah, go back and just listen to him talking about the Obamas. Just racist. Just undisputably racist. Let's get to Donald Trump and the power he has had. Since the escalator and fake news, people forget the original fake news was with the president or then the candidate and all the lies. Because see, again, I'm a talk show host. I get to give my opinion. Okay. It's different. We're going to get to where people get confused on different roles too. But with the president and the spewing of lies, a lot of people say what he's saying, what Trump's saying is fake news. Well, because he's such a brilliant marketer, you may abhor his policies or him as a person, but his marketing skills are amazing. He did the reversal. And he started saying coverage of him is fake news. And it's worked. It's worked whether you truly agree with it or not, you believe in him so much. I think also people listen, as an example, they listen to this station. And today, Laura is giving the news. So when Laura comes on at 103, she is reporting and covering what she believes is the in 3 minutes. If it was Susie, it could be 6-7 minutes. The timing is optional. The idea is supposed to be 103 to 106. The most important local stories. We then decide for 3 hours, the combination of us, what can we provide that is memorable radio? That's the whole point. What can we do to get to you where you have the myriad of options? Not listening, listening to somebody else, listening to music, where it's funny, silly, interviews, important, guests, regulars, where you can stand out. And it's turned more if people, I started in this town in 1990. By about the second year with Dan, we started saying, let's talk more than just sports. Dan and I started in 92. So I'm always amused when somebody said, we'll stick to sports. Guess what? Even in the first few years, a couple of years by myself, and then I asked Dan to join because I wanted to have a conversation more than a monologue. Even the first year or two, we were talking non-sports. We just decided to talk a lot more. If you'd listened to me for a long time, I didn't talk nearly as much politics until Donald Trump came along. And he became such a figure that I believe he should be covered. He should be discussed. There are radio stations who encourage or mandate their hosts to not talk about him because they feel like too divisive.
Polarizing.
Yeah.
You're going to anger half your audience no matter what you say.
Right. And the whole half audience thing is such a canard, too, because people say, well, half the country voted for Trump, half did not. No, they didn't. What did he get? He got 80 million and she got 78 million or something like that. There are still 200 million other people. He won. He kicked her butt. It was a blowout. It was. There was
swing states, baby.
7-0. That's it. The swing states, and if you're a Democrat, you don't know it wasn't. Yeah, it was. You lost the swing states 7-0. But this idea, well, it's half. No. Because there are still, I don't know, what would you say? How many tens and tens of millions who didn't vote, and how many folks may have voted for one just solely because they didn't like the other, right? So it's not just half. I just myself, even though we did have one program director who did say to me, he said, I'm never going to tell you what to talk about, but I know he told other talk show hosts on this station, don't talk Trump. It's not worth it. I'm like, how can you not? If you're going to have politics on the station, you should. So I don't – like, what would bring it back? That's my question, because, like, there's another story. We can combine this. This is the story you found that is just frightening. 30% of the country believes to bring our country back to where it is, violence is required. I mean, you found it. What do you want to say about that story?
It's a frightening number.
It's staggering.
30% say to get the country, quote, back on track, whatever that means in your mind.
Yes.
Violence. Is the answer.
It's acceptable, and it's the way we need to
go. There's no other way around it. There will have to be violence.
People need to take that in, and we can combine both of these. When you hear that, what does that say to you? That out of the people surveyed, this is just a people survey, not the entire country, but it's not a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 1 in 3 say the path to a better country is violence. Not believing in media sources is also a part of our republic that I think is very concerning. That you should, I mean, I always encourage you to listen to a cross-section. Don't just stay in your echo chamber. If you're liberal, don't just Media Matters and MSNBC and all that. Or if you're conservative, just don't be Fox and Clay Travis and all that. Cross-section. It doesn't mean your opinions are automatically going to dramatically change, but consume different information. Like somebody on Twitter went at me the other day because I said, when will the fraud in this state ever end? And like we didn't even talk about it yesterday, but there was what more? Was it illegal immigration fraud? And I've just crushed walls on this. I'll crush it again. And they're like, well, I bet you voted for him. So the idea now is for some people, if you voted for someone, you're not allowed to criticize them. And Trump has created that unbelievable loyalty, which is a credit to him. But again, I find frightening too. And there are some lefties who are the same way, who lied about Joe Biden. Just lied about, he's fine. I don't, what are you talking about? He's fine. So that's troubling to me too, the idea that, okay, pick someone that you thought at the time, considering the options, this was the best person. And so, pending the length of term, 2, 4, 6 years, you should never, ever, ever offer any criticism. To me, that's the exact opposite. Why not hold them to a high standard? You don't have to automatically say I made a mistake. You're also allowed to say that at some point. So we can just combine a lot of these here because they're all in the same pot of where our country is at. What would cause you to feel more confident, more trust in our media? What does it tell you when in a recent poll, 30% of those polled say violence is the way to get our country back on track? And are we now at a point where nobody's willing to criticize someone if they voted for them? Because that is rampant in this country. And that, to me, is wrong. I would love a bunch of phone calls and texts on this. 651-461-9226. All right, let's jump in. A lot of texts. Plenty calls, too. Let's go to Dan first. Dan, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey there.
Yes, sir.
The way to fix the problem, I mean, the reason nobody listens to NPR, I haven't listened to them for 20 years, because when's the last time they had a conservative voice on there? Never, right? And if they get a Republican, it's a Trump-hating Republican. So why would we want to listen to just one side of the conversation when there's not one voice representing conservatism?
Well, right now we have a lot of radio where it's either well to the left or well to the right. NPR, by the way, I don't think they should get federal money. I've said that forever, so I'm not bothered by it. NPR in this town does very well in the ratings, just like conservative radio, right? They do very well, too. Conservative radio doesn't have a lot of liberals on, right? No, they don't. Stop. Come on.
Well, what they do is they put the liberals' commentary on and talk about their commentary a lot of times, you know, and they both do that.
Some do, right? Some do. But there are plenty of conservative stations, just like there are plenty of liberal stations, who just have people on who agree with them. Like, it sounds like you told Dave, we don't have conservatives on unless they hate Donald Trump. That's just a lie. We just had Harry Niska on. We just had Lisa. Let's try facts. We just had Harry Niska on. We just had Lisa Damoth on. Paul Gazelka was on recently. Kurt Dowd was on recently. Tim Pawlenty on recently. Who's outside of Dean Phillips? I don't even remember the last Democrat we've had on the show. Do you remember, Dave? The last Democrat we've had on the show. Hang on. Hold on.
I'd have to look it up.
It's a long time. I mean, you're going to admit Harry Niska, Lisa Damoth, Paul Gazelka, Kurt Dowd, and Tim Pawlenty don't hate Donald Trump, right?
Well, let me preface.
No, you have to answer. You have to answer the question because you said
You've done better. Maybe your show has done better. But generally speaking, like NPR doesn't, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't. I mean, we're just, you're like, how can you get us back? I mean, you do a better job of being open-minded than most people. I'll give you that. you know, but you lose us when there's no reference to what my opinion might be. What? You know, it's just everybody has this general. And like I say, I just started listening to you guys again. I listened to you like 10 years ago a lot, maybe 8 years ago a lot. Now I'm just starting to tune in again. So,
But I
don't know a lot of your recent guests in the last, like, say, 3 months.
Well, no, so these are all in the last couple of weeks. So just the last thing I'll say to you is there's just a lot of radio right now where it's either all liberals or all conservatives. That doesn't personally do it for me, but I think you would acknowledge that there's it's on both sides, and that to me is still different than more typical news coverage. Dan, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, here's one difference, though, is that conservatives hear liberal points of view, but liberals don't hear conservative points of view, that's a big problem there.
I think that's a generalization that applies to some on both sides. Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling. James has called in. James, you're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. It's always great to listen to you.
Thank you, sir.
I don't agree with you very often politically. I believe you. Well, first of all, let's talk about the violence. So I think the violence is really coming from the left. I certainly stand middle right. But, I mean, if we want to talk about violence, look at what they're trying to do on the West Coast. Look at what they did during the Floyd death, which is tragic. But, man, they needed to express themselves, so they burn half the city down.
So can I jump in on that real quick?
Please.
To me, any of those individuals who committed violence are awful, are disgusting, should be punished. But to label that as all the left, to me, is too much of a generalization. Just like we've had shooters who are on the right, who are white supremacists, who are awful. I'm not going to blame, okay, all conservatives do that. Let's identify who did those crimes, including what's been going on in Portland and some of the criminality in the cities. And to say, well, they're all liberals, or all liberals have to own that. The person who killed Charlie Kirk is a disgusting individual who I think should face the death penalty. But to blame all liberals for that, I think is way too broad of a generalization.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I do think you're right. But I think the problem is that when you look at the masses, yes, there are crazy white dudes that shoot people, but how many conservatives are out there rallying and burning down buildings?
Not very many, not even close in the masses. It's not close.
Okay, not in the
You're
masses.
Right. That's a fact.
So let's call that the way it needs to be called. That's a strike.
I got now, 10 seconds left, so if you can go fast. We're already really late.
There are a lot of crazy white nationalists. I don't like them, but I'm a conservative. And I'll always hold the conservative values. But I want to love those people because I am a Christian and a Christ follower. So I know look at what these Mormon people did.
I got to jump in. I wish I had time. We're already a minute and a half late.
Yeah,
Thank you. We'll catch up
next time.
We're gonna stay on the topic a little bit early next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.